Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. Let's talk about how to memorize.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
This is a true skill. We've talked about the why.
Absolutely.
This is what every mom needs to know, the how.
How to do it. Yeah.
How to do it. How do we do this?
Absolutely. So if you break memorization down into like what it actually kind of, you know, practically is, there's kind of three elements. There's frequency, duration, and intensity.
Okay.
And full disclosure, I absolutely learned this from Andrew Pudua.
Okay.
So I want to give full disclosure on that. But that frequency is the idea that you do things, you know, over and over again, right?
Right.
And in short succession. And so if I'm just going to say, like, it's not that people do this anymore, but when you memorize phone numbers back when you were a kid, you just said it over and over and over again. We know how to memorize, right? We know if we have to, we know how to do it.
Right.
And it's through frequency. You just do it over and over and over again until you finally do it. And that kind of gets it into the brain, at least in that short term, you know, for the time that you need it or, you know, whatever, like you said, for your tests, you know, that kind of a thing. That was kind of a frequency idea. Right.
Right.
And so if we do things, you know, with frequency, we can get in our brain so we can actually kind of use it. And for a short period of time, we can have that available to us. There is this next kind of idea, though, of duration, where we actually revisit that over a long period of time. Mm-hmm. So an example of frequency is if I called you, there's this word in scripture, it's paraclete, right? Mm-hmm. Paracleo, which means, you know, the one who comes alongside. It's the Holy Spirit. Okay, and this is what, you know, Jesus is talking about when he says, you know, I'm going to send one who comes alongside, the helper. And so you can say that paraclete means a helper, right?
Okay.
Well, if I called you, because I'm trying to teach you, right? I'm going to call you and I say, hey, Yvette, you know, paraclete means a helper. All right. And the next day I call you, paraclete means a helper. Next day I call you, paraclete means a helper. Like it wouldn't take so long and you probably have a pretty good idea that paraclete means the helper.
Watch, ask me.
Okay. What does paraclete mean?
Helper.
There you go. Okay. So that's true. You know, and so you would kind of get that because every day you're getting that same thing, right? Well, what if I did it once a month for a year? Okay. And I said, paraclete means a helper, but I only did it once a month. Mm-hmm. That would be an example of duration. But the reality is you probably would still remember it, right? Mm-hmm. And what's interesting is you actually might remember it for longer, okay? Because you actually had duration. You took it over a long period of time. Now you might get a restraining order against me, but that's a different problem, right? No, but that's the idea of duration. It's like, you know, it's maybe not as frequent, but it's over a long period of time, okay? And so what's neat about that is when you understand that, you can say, okay, look, I know I have to do frequency maybe up front just to get it so the kid can use it or the student or myself can use it. I can do frequency, but then I can drop to duration. Right. Mm-hmm. After I get that frequency, after I have that usable, you know, whatever in my brain, now I can go to duration. And so maybe it's only once a week I have to revisit that. And that's kind of like, you know, memory verse cards. You know, you can do that. You can just kind of write a verse on a card and you just look at it and you memorize it, you know, so you can kind of get it. And then you just kind of, you know, revisit it on your car dashboard or you know, not while you're driving, you know, but maybe like, or when you're brushing your teeth or, you know, people do all these different kind of things just so they have kind of that duration idea.
Right.
Right. And it works.
Yeah.
And so over time you have this duration makes it so that your memory sticks for long term. There is this kind of third element and that's intensity. And I see this kind of in two sides. There's kind of emotional intensity and intellectual intensity.
Okay.
And the emotional is like the emotional impact of the circumstance. Right. So if I said, Yvette, if in 1 year you can remember that paraclete means the helper, I'll give you $1 million cash. Mm-hmm. I'm not making that offer. But if I did,
you heard it here on the School House Rocks podcast. We're gonna edit out the part where you just said I'm not making that offer,
and just like,
and then it's gonna be real.
I'm sorry, it's right there. Yeah, I will call fake news. No. Anyway, but in 1 year, the emotional impact of that would probably be enough, if nothing else, to spur you to have some duration.
Right, right?
you're gonna go over it or something. But it might be enough actually emotionally for you to remember that in 1 year.
Yeah.
It's possible. And we all know, you know, very high or very low, you know. I should say very positive or very negative emotional experiences can be very memorable, right?
Yeah.
We know that. So that's an example of intensity. There is also this kind of idea of intellectual intensity where you kind of design the thing, whatever you're trying to memorize, to be easily memorizable. And that's where we're going to get into kind of the tools.
Right.
You know, whether you make stuff that's like, you know, in rhyme.
Yeah.
Right. If it rhymes, that's a whole lot easier than when it doesn't, right? You know, you can do some of those things. And so that's kind of how you memorize in general. If you understand those things, you can say, okay, look, I want to memorize this thing. I know I'm going to have to spend some time with my student, you know, for 15 minutes or whatever, doing frequency.
Right.
But then I know for the rest of the week, I can just kind of hit that again every day, mm-hmm. And maybe, you know, for 2 or 3 weeks, and then maybe once a month after that. You know, there's ways to do this,
right,
so that you can kind of leverage these elements to right. maximize your memorization.
Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.